This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. House Democrats have picked Hakeem Jeffries to succeed Nancy Pelosi. He is the first black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress. This is historic. House Democrats chose caucus chair Hakeem Jeffries of New York to succeed Nancy Pelosi. So he will now be the minority chair, the minority leader of the House, because the Republicans have the majority. And House Democrats met behind closed doors today, made their decision. Jeffries did run unopposed. Massachusetts Rep. Catherine Clark, current Assistant Speaker, running as whip. California Representative Peter Aguilar, previously Vice Chair of the caucus, was expected to win the spot to lead the House Democratic caucus. Republicans have the majority in Congress. The election still isn't over. We're still waiting on a couple more seats. This is ridiculous. I have the New York Times tracker, and I think the New York Times tracker still has two more waiting, two more pending. I don't understand why it's taking so long. California District 13, Duarte is leading by 599 votes. Republican Colorado District 3, Boebert, is leading by 554 votes. And fascinatingly, I thought last week they already called it for Boebert. But according to New York Times, it's still being tallied. They're still counting the election. It's almost December, for crying out loud, people. But anyway, Jeffries is 52 years old. He will represent a huge generational change from the current triumvirate of House Democratic leaders, according to CNN, who are three decades older than him. He became the chairman of the Democratic Caucus in 2019, who was the youngest member at the time serving in leadership. So his rise comes after Pelosi, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, and House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn announced that they would be stepping down from their current leadership positions. Clyburn is expected to become assistant leader in the new Congress. And Pelosi, who was designated Speaker Emerita, in a unanimous vote by the House Democrat Steering and Policy Committee Thursday, blessed the new trio of leaders expected to succeed them in a statement, and she announced she would step down and return to being a rank-and-file member of the new Congress. So she's not leaving Congress, but she's not going to be in any lead role. So that's going to be interesting. So we'll see what happens. Congratulations to Hakeem Jeffries. I hope he does a better job than Pelosi. But Jeffrey says he hopes to lead an effort that centers our communication strategy around the messaging principle that values unite, issues divide. He praised the past leadership, but said more must be done to combat inflation, defend our democracy, secure reproductive freedom, welcome new Americans, promote equal protection under the law, and improve public safety throughout this country. Now, those are beautiful talking points. But, so defend our democracy. Does that mean securing the border? Welcome new Americans, the Americans that are going through the proper immigration process, that aren't getting, people cutting in front of them, I'd like to know exactly what that means. Promote equal protection under the law, improve public safety. So that means no more defund the police. So that would be, we just do need some clarification on that. But sadly, where we are is there's this, if you don't vote with us, if you're not with us, you're against us. And Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin were pretty gutsy to say, guys, I'm not buying this, and this isn't good for my constituents. They did exactly what they needed to do. When you hire somebody by voting them in, and it's your tax dollars, they're supposed to represent the state or the district that they represent, that they were elected from. And if it's just, well, this is what Nancy Pelosi wants, or this is what Jeffries wants, or this is what, Mitch McConnell wants, that's not the way politicians should do it. I know Lisa Murkowski has had a lot of criticism. If she is representing Alaska and she's doing exactly what Alaska wants, then she's doing what she's supposed to. If not, and Alaskans are like, what the hell is she doing? Like with Liz Cheney in Wyoming, then she doesn't get elected. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens. There's, this secure reproductive freedom. It is, it's something that I think a lot of people are a little confused on, because there was a huge win for pro-choice advocates when the Supreme Court said the feds cannot ban abortion, but they're not supposed to be involved at all. That actually was a huge win for pro-choice, but instead it became even more controversial, saying no, they took away Roe v. Wade, so now but the Constitution never said they could ban an abortion. The Constitution never said they could allow an abortion. You know, a fetal life was not necessarily discussed in the Constitution. So if the local constituents want to fund Planned Parenthood, if they want to pay for abortions, if they want to support abortion facilities, they could do that. It's up to them. If the taxpayers don't want their money going to that, if the taxpayers don't want that necessarily on them, then, and they want it to be a choice between a patient and the doctor, that's their right. I don't think doctors should go to jail. If a doctor has to save a woman's life, that doctors being put in this position is ridiculous. I don't want to see people having to travel across state lines per se, but I also don't want to see a million women go through this every year. We should at this point have so much birth control, so much access to birth control, where a non-rape and non-incest unwanted pregnancies should be able to be preventable. Incest should be preventable as well. So we have a lot of restructuring to do and a lot of work, but we'll see where it goes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. vantage point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So thank you guys for reaching out, and you could use me to vent. I don't mind if you want to use me to vent. A lot of you did your Christmas shopping. Things are pretty expensive. I know. I saw the prices, too. I'm very frustrated. I don't like spending a lot of money. And I don't like spending any more money than I have to. And I've been saying that, you know, semantics, if the definition is we're in a recession based on our GDP shrinking for two consecutive quarters, then we're in a recession. But there's been a lot of debate that, no, it's not going to happen as long as we don't cause panic. And I agree with the panic part. I agree. You start telling everybody, oh, things are going to be bad next year. People are going to start laying off. But they're already doing it because it's bad now. We're seeing it now. Right? Things are just too expensive. Groceries are too expensive. Going out to eat is too expensive. Movie tickets are too expensive. Toilet paper is too expensive. Well, Bank of America economists, they are expecting the U.S. to slip into a recession this first coming up quarter of 2023. The S&P, they're predicting, could plunge 24% from its current level by the end of the year. Now, this is being reported by Yahoo Finance. They say markets will be ravaged by a recession next year, with the benchmark U.S. stock index potentially falling 24% from its current level. Now, this is coming from Bank of America, one of the largest banks. The bank's base case is that the U.S. enters a severe and sustained downturn in the first quarter of the year. Economists expect growth to fall by 0.4%. So we would see it on stocks. We would see companies, you know, cut their earning targets, layoffs, things like that. So according to Savita Subramanian, the bank's head of U.S. equity strategy, we think the market could drop as low as 3,000 based on a panoply of indicators, given a host of risks as we face as payback continues and a recession unfolds. They say hitting that 3,000 level would represent a 24% plunge from the S&P 500's Tuesday close of 3958. So they say this year there's been a process of payback for the boost markets they have had from decades of low interest rates and stimulus, both fiscal and corporate. The bad news is in 2023, the process of unwinding easy money could start to impact the economy. And they say it's not just a recession that'll rattle markets. It's also the interest rates, the inflation, the war in Ukraine, the environmental crisis. They say could also carry spook investors. And as we open the show with, if your investment dollars may be going to social justice companies and more left-wing sort of issues that the Biden administration wants to promote, that could also affect your bottom line. If they do well, it'll be great. If they don't do well, that would stink. So they say all these factors played a key role in the stock sell-off that has seen the S&P 500 plunge 17% this year. Bank of America's most likely investment outlook sees the S&P creep up about 1% by the end of 2023 for a target of 4,000 points, with significant volatility coming before that point. So it might not last past the year if we get our acts together. But Ms. Subramaniam's team expects that the S&P 500 to bottom out some point in the first half of next year. Stocks tend to be high through 6 months before the end of a recession, which means there could be buying opportunities soon. So they say the market typically bottoms 6 months before the end of a recession, so buy in the first half based on of the economist's forecast of the recession. I don't have extra money to buy stock. All right, I'm losing money in the stock market. I'm not a big stock market person. I lose money. And what goes up, the thing with the stock market, it really stinks. So I've had stocks that have gone up. Well, you don't want to sell it when they go up because you're like, they're going up. And I've sold stocks too soon. But then they sit there and then something happens. Like there was a company that was going to get bought out by a pharmacy. The stock rose exponentially. Then the pharmacy pulled out, said they weren't going to buy it, or the medical group pulled out, weren't going to buy the company, and then the company tanked. You know, and this happens all the time. I don't know when to sell. I've always sold early, and I haven't sold soon enough. So this is why people don't always do well with the stock market. Now, some states are going to be providing relief. There are 20 states in America offering one-time rebates and tax credits. It doesn't mean they're going to be passing out checks, but they are going to take money off of the taxes. There are 20 states in the U.S. that are going to be doing this because of the rising cost of living and record inflation. Inflation hit 9.1% in June, went to 7.6% in October. They say core inflation's at 6.6%. Shoppers are spending $433 more per month than they were in 2021 despite buying the same things. And in response, states, both Democrat and Republican-led states, are trying to offer temporary fixes, tax cuts, and rebates. In California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, recently approved state budget, is offering inflation relief checks. Married couples with at least one dependent are getting $1,050 from the budget surplus. which will be either given as a direct deposit or a debit card. Now, that's actually money. That's not even a tax rebate. That's actually money. Now, they say the checks are tax refunds, though. So how is that going into direct deposit or debit card if it's a tax refund? Unless I get it, it's going to be called a tax refund, but it's still money. Some people, they're tax refunded. They're just tax, what they have to pay just gets knocked down a certain percentage. So they say these will range anywhere from $1,050 to $350 for single people who earn under $75,000 a year. In Colorado, taxpayers will get a rebate between $750 and $1,500 for joint filers if they submitted their 2021 tax return by the end of June. Well, yeah, meaning did you submit the tax return? Because if you didn't, you're already in trouble. Those who got an extension and filed by the mid-October deadline could get it by January. Delaware. Those who filed a state tax return in 2020 got a one-time payment of $300. Couples get $600. In Georgia, a budget surplus is being paid back by Governor Brian Kemp, giving single people who filed in 2020 and 2021 returns $250, up to $375 for heads of household, and up to $500 for joint filings. Hawaii has also approved a tax rebate, giving $300 to people who earned less than $100,000 in 2021, with those making more than $100,000. And in Idaho, a law was signed offering $75 every taxpayer dependent, or 12% of the taxpayer's state income tax liability. Okay, I think 12% is even higher than I would go for that one if you got to choose. So there is a state website helping determine the status of your rebate. Illinois is also going to provide relief, $1.83 billion in tax rebates. Anyone earning less than $200,000 in 2021 gets $50 back. Joint filings who earn less than $400,000 could get $100. Indiana also, $125 payment for every taxpayer. Maine also has a rebate based on income. Anyone making less than $100,000 or $200,000 joint will get $850 for singles, $1,700 for couples. Massachusetts passed a $3 billion refund that will give taxpayers back around 14% of their state income tax liability. New Jersey also has them. So check it out. New Mexico has them. New York, Oregon, South Carolina. In Florida, Ron DeSantis is giving $450 per child to low-income families out of the American Rescue Plan. Illinois, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. So look into it. Make sure that you qualify or you apply for it. I understand that a lot of money was given out for COVID relief, and not all that money got spent. So I'm glad that the money is going back. I just don't think all the money is going back that should be going back. I think there might have been a lot of wasteful spending. I remember some governors saying, guys, we have to spend it, so tell us what we should spend it on. We'll give it back to the people. Well, now they're giving it back to the people, but Nevada isn't having a rebate. And we had extra money from all the COVID funds, all the money that was printed. That's why we have inflation now, because we printed so much money during COVID. And we did so much... we gave out so much money to businesses. People needed it, but that's why we have an issue right now. So if your state doesn't, and by the way, this is all listed with Daily Mail, the list of what everybody gets, or what if you qualify, you get. So I'd look at that. Nevada had extra money. Now they don't, so I'm not sure if they're going to revisit this or not. But I like the idea of taxpayers getting the money back. They deserve it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders are racing the clock to avoid a potential railroad strike. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he and Senator Mitch McConnell will approve an agreement as soon as possible before next week's deadline. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi shares why she believes it's important for Congress to intervene and approve the contract.
Time is of the essence. We must act now. I urge a strong bipartisan yes vote on both adopting the tentative agreement and the securing additional paid sick leave.
The number of jobs added by private companies in November is at a level not seen since January. ADP says 127,000 jobs were created. That's well below predictions of 190,000 jobs being added. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we need blood. We speak about this all the time. We need blood in our blood banks. We need blood in our hospitals. We need blood in our medical centers, whether it's a car accident, whether it's sickle cell anemia, whether it's somebody having cancer, whether it's a mass shooting. You know, these are things that we need. I always implore you, if you can donate blood, we could really, really use it. If you can't donate blood, host a drive. Hosting a drive can help save lives, and you don't have to do anything. You don't even have to bring the cookies. Red Cross, My Talent, will do it all for you. All you need to do is help sign up people. Piece of cake. Just put a piece of paper in the break room. Say, hey guys, we need some blood. Get people to sign up, and My Talent, Red Cross will handle it all. If you have any questions, reach out to me at drdahlia.com. All right, so our guest is here. Now, you guys know, I did about 7 episodes on Pawn Stars, but there was no way I was as entertaining as our next guest. And our next guest is one of my favorite. It's Murray the Magician, who we've seen on Pawn Stars. He's a YouTube sensation, has a residency in Tropicana at the Laugh Factory, and he is joining us next because he did something really, 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 really cool that I want to talk about. Murray, thank you so much for joining us.
How are you doing?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm a big fan. Are you, what, the Dennis the Menace? Dennis the Menace of Magic? Is that what they call you?
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
I love it. Really quickly, when did you get, I mean, because you are, I mean, you're amazing on Pawn Stars, and I never got to work with you directly when I filmed there, but, how did you get into Magic?
I got into Magic, you know, I'm originally from Vancouver, Canada. And I started Magic when I was like 7 years old. I was always in entertainment, you know. I danced, I played musical instruments. My parents always had me involved in the arts. And then Magic, it's kind of landed on my lap when I got a couple of, you know, Magic kit presents from like my parents went to Reno or Vegas. And then later when I was 13, my aunt and uncle gave me another Magic kit. And that age, you can kind of retain a little more. And I just loved it. So I started doing kids' birthday parties and then from there, cruise ships and toured the world, and now here I am in Vegas. I've been here almost 21 years. Hard to believe.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you only look like you're in your 20s, but I know. You really do. You look young.
Hashtag no filter.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly.
I try to stay healthy and, you know, go to the gym a few times a week and just kind of, and also, you know, when you are in the public eye, I always find that it forces you to be a little more, you know, aware of, you know, your looks or your health and stuff like that at times. At least for me it is, you know what I mean? So.
Well, you look fantastic. So,
thank you very much.
It caught my eye. You know, I write books. My books aren't very entertaining. They're more kind of, you know, reference guides and things like that. But I love what you've done with your first book, At Nighttime, We Are All the Same Size. Murray, talk to us about your book.
Well, you know, it's a book basically built on a metaphor. So my wife and I, Daddy, we love rescuing animals. It's really a big passion of ours. And we have three long-haired chihuahuas that are rescued. Pops, Bailey, Smudge, and Kalu, and they're all girls. And then we have a rescue kitten. They're both 16 years old, and he's a boy named Kitten. And so we love the pups. Well, my wife and I were first dating, and this goes for anybody. Bailey, our big fluffy chihuahua, the largest one we have, always is scared of everybody. She's hiding under tables, barking, whoever walks in the door. And same with my wife when we first started dating about 6 odd years ago. And I realized, though, as soon as she lied down to watch TV, like on the floor with a pillow, Bailey would walk up to her and sleep by her head and watch TV with her. And same thing with the bed. She'd bark, but as soon as my wife would lie down in bed, Bailey would run up and sleep on her pillow by her head. So I made a joke saying, oh, at nighttime, we're all the same size. Because at that point, my wife was lying down, Bailey, my chihuahua, felt taller than her because she was actually, she was, you know. And I thought it was just a cute kind of saying. And I set up this picture 10 months or whatever. And then during COVID, I was saying, and I thought, you know, I should write a kid's book. But I had no more than one page, which is the title of the book. And I thought, how do you write a book like this? And so I realized, well, I'm going to make this little character that kind of looks like me, and I'm going to do this whole thing where every couple of pages, it's a different animal, a mouse, a giraffe, a snake, all sorts of different sizes and varying degrees of, you know, talent that they have, a bird that flies, and this ties into their relationship. Basically, and the whole book is a metaphor of not judging people on the way they look or sound, but seeing them eye to eye. And when you see them eye to eye, you can understand each other much, much better. And so it's a bit of a metaphor on how we live life and maybe teach a few kids, you know, not to judge people on everything, you know. So, because
so
it's a world
true,
we judge
Murray.
People on everything, you know.
So true. And also, I mean, in medicine, we're taught, don't be standing over them. Sit, be eye to eye. I have dogs and rescue cats as well. I always get down on the ground. And they love it. They play more. They don't want you towering over them. And also, many people tower that don't need to be. They're narcissistic. You don't need to be towering. You know, get yourself back on the level that you need to be.
Exactly.
So it's really from a psychological perspective, because that's the thing with you with magic. You understand people. And you understand it's really, really cool what you've done with this. And by the way, kudos to your illustrator, William Lutz, because the illustrations are exquisite. My children's book is sitting on the shelf because, again, I can't get the illustrations. So it's...
That's the hardest thing.
Yep.
That was my biggest thing. When I first wrote the book, you know, I had one illustrator, really talented guy, But, you know, it took him 5 months to get two pages out. And I said, I would like to put this book out before, you know, I have kids and that they're 20. You know, I want to have this book out when we have kids. And it was a bit of a joke, but I realized it's somebody else. So I talked to a couple of agents, and they sent me a guy's work that did four or five different styles. And William is known years ago for doing a lot of those comical-type T-shirts you'd see at souvenir shops. And he's out of Oregon, and I met the guy, and I said, man, you got the right style. Because I'm a visual learner, you know. Even learning magic, I can't read instructions how to tie a tie. But if I watch you,
right,
or you show me illustrations, that's how I learn. I'm a visual learner. It's the way I work. So for a kid's book, for me, I wanted kids to be able to, from age 2 to 8, to be able to look at the book, whether they could read it properly or not. At least the pictures were intriguing. And they can also understand it that way, because that's the way I think just in life, even now as an adult, you know. So it's really important to me that those visuals were there, almost the same way as Walt Disney did things and many other people, you know, that build certain things. The visuals are very important.
I love it. Murray, how can people find your book?
You can go on Amazon. It's on Amazon and Kindle. The paperback versions are right on there. You can order it and get it right sent to you for the holidays and everything like that. Or if you're a Kindle user, I think we have a download app on that as well. And it just came out a few weeks ago, so we're excited about it. And you don't need to. The book, what's funny is I'm a magician, but you'd never know I was. You didn't know who I was. I would be just a kid's book writer because I don't share any magic or anything. And I really wanted it to be different. I didn't want to be a magic book. I've got enough magic in my life already as a performer. So I want this to really be something, a different sidebar, you know. So.
Well, you are just so talented. You exude talent. Murray, the magician, how do people find out, find your YouTube and where they could see you?
Sure, you can always find me online. You put my name, Murray the Magician, on Google or Magic Murray. My website's murraymagic.com, and then my YouTube channel. And the videos are good for any age from 2 to 102. It's YouTube Magic Murray. And, of course, I'm here in Las Vegas in two shows. I do my show, The Tropicana, and I also have a guest act and guest star in a show called Fantasy at the Luxor, which is a more adult-type review, but it's been around for 23 years, and it's just such a great show. So
it is fantastic. I've seen him. He is fantastic. Murray, love you. I'll be seeing you somewhere across town at some opening or something, but
yes.
Thank you for all you do. And guys, I'll share the link on my Facebook and Twitter so you guys can access it. Murray, you rock. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you and to all your listeners and viewers, and come by my show anytime. You're always a guest.
Anytime. Thank you, Murray. Take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not only do I love him because of his work on Pawn Stars, you've all seen him, good-looking blonde guy, but I also love that, you know, I told you guys about why I started writing books. I never would have even thought I could be an author. I'm definitely not an illustrator, but, you know, a lot of us have talent that we don't even tap in on. And there are things that we could do that you would have never thought you could do. And then you could kind of share that love or share that skill. And it's really, really cool. So, and adopt an animal. Man, it changed my world. Although it did change my sleep, because especially one of the rescue cats just won't let me sleep. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800. And mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so there was a very interesting comment. One of my listeners is anonymous, doesn't want to come on the show and talk about it, but wanted me to comment on it. And I'm sure my mom would like me to comb my hair. She comments on my hair sometimes. Okay, there we go. All right, forget about the hair. Don't look at me when I do this. Anyway, and one sort of question this person had is they don't want to be political. They don't want to get into political discussions. They want to go about life, but the politics are in their face so much. And this echoed a previous email I had gotten about all those ads on the street and all those billboards and all that, but this one was different. This one was a listener saying, why does politics have to be in our face? Why can't we just live life? And I get that. We've spoken about that, but they bring up a really, really interesting point, and I think this is something we need to discuss. You know, we had spoken about how now there's this rule where our 401ks can be used for politically divisive sort of concepts, ideologies, right, left. And you're like, wait a second. This is my 401k. Can you leave my 401k out of politics? Can you leave my employment out of politics? Can you leave my neighborhood police security and out of politics? Can you leave my tax dollars out of politics? Can you? And we can't. And the concept of politics keeps coming into your face is something that maybe we as the American people need to control. And I know that's kind of difficult, because everybody differs on what they want. Everybody differs on what America should be. But maybe we're naive to think that politics doesn't matter. I don't want it to matter so much. I've told you guys a number of times. Please don't fight with family. Please don't lose family members. Don't lose your job. Don't lose a good employee because they favor one politician over another. I mean, those of us who are Dallas fans, I think on Christmas Eve, Dallas plays the Eagles. And the Eagles are enemies of Dallas Cowboys, and, you know, most Dallas people don't like the Eagles. But I'd say I've made money on the Eagles, especially this season. It's okay. It's okay to work with your enemies. It's okay. It's not the biggest deal. I could be fans with an Eagle fan. I could be now the Washington Commanders. They were, you know, for a long time before when they were the Redskins, were huge. Huge enemies of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm getting along great now because making some money on them. So if we're not letting sports divide us and cause major rifts in the family, why are we letting Joe Biden, Donald Trump, why are we letting that happen? And it's easy for me to say, stop it, guys. Don't let politics ruin your life. You should be able to still go to work. You know, no matter what happens with the election, we're still living. We're still making it. We're still okay. You know, we're still here. But that was a really, really good point that the way society has this all set up is they don't let you escape politics. Now, you could shut off the news. You could just turn off the news. You could watch Friends reruns at night rather than watching CNN, MSNBC, or Fox News. You could do sports. You could play basketball at night. You could do other things. But then all of a sudden you find out something's going on with your 401k, or your taxes are going up, or the gas is going up, and it draws you in. And, you know, maybe we're being naive to think, because there's a lot of people that say, I don't vote, I don't worry about the election, I don't watch the news, and you're like, man, you must sleep better at night. It must be so nice that you aren't inundated with all that. You know, me and the media, it's, you know, every day, and it's, you know, I don't mind it. I like the news, and I get it. I don't let anything ruin my life from that perspective. But I got to tell you, it sure would be nice to just go out there and fish and, you know, and camp and hike and just not worry about the news. But it keeps drawing you in. And so if you're going to the grocery store to cook a meal, and I think one store was completely out of eggs, and I get it, there's some culling of birds and things like that, but this is all, it all ties back into politics, what you're spending at the grocery store. What's now going to happen to your 401k if your fund managers can fund more, let's say, social justice companies, startups, things like that, and you love that, you make money, great. You don't, you lose money. Now you're like, why is this happening? Well, it's happening because now the Biden administration has made a rule that allows your fiduciaries and your fund managers to do things like this. Why doesn't Biden stay the hell out of our 401k? And I mean, I'm not saying this to be Republican or Democrat, but where can we be politics free? Where's the safe zone? See, for me, it was football. The the reason why I loved football and I would immerse in a Monday night game, Thursday night game, and Sunday night game is no politics. But then even that became political. And so I think we need to, as society, start coming up with some aspects to our life that are politics free. Somebody could say, well, the schools. There's no politics in schools. There is. There's politics in schools now. Depending on who's president, depending on who runs the school board, depending on who's ordering masks or mandates or curriculum, it'll change. Where can you go that doesn't have politics in it? Now, maybe I'm using the word politics wrong. Maybe it's not politics. Maybe, you know, somebody's in the bathroom. Well, I could go to the bathroom. Oh, yeah, but some of you might not mind if there's a man next to you. I don't necessarily mind. I've been in bathrooms that are unisex. But for others, they're like, I want to go to the bathroom and not, you know, have to be next to men in the bathroom. So it does pervade our lives. I talked to you guys about the concept of birth control, the concept of abortion. Most people don't really have an opinion on the matter. But once their tax dollars go to it, then they have an opinion. So then maybe leave the tax dollars out of it. So you don't then need to air an opinion. Where we have now politics so immersed, and if any of you guys could tell me where we can go for no politics, music. No, not all music also. Music has it too. Depending on the words. It's everywhere. I can't think of a safe spot, with the exception of maybe camping or hiking. And I don't mind. You're not supposed to litter, things like that. That to me isn't political. That's just common sense. You don't litter and you don't, you know, mess with your national parks. But you can't escape it. And so for those of you frustrated and you're like, well, this world is getting more divisive and we're going to have a civil war in America. There's another article about how democracy is failing in multiple countries and how democracies are at risk. And I told you the average democracy doesn't usually live a few hundred years because it ends up where people become dependent on the government. The government becomes the savior. The government then enslaves you. You try to, you know, fight for freedom. When you fight for freedom, there's a revolution. Then you try to get a new leader. And it just goes in this cycle. But I think if we want to stop the vicious cycle and we want to stop, you know, the divisiveness or a civil war, we need to figure out how to depoliticize our movies, our music, our sports, our retirement accounts, so we can just live and be Americans. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.